Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Tuesday prayer line for the children. We thank God for you all joining us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we honor your presence. We say hallelujah to the Most High God. We say hallelujah and praises to the King of Kings. All praises to you. We honor you. We honor you today. We honor your presence. We are grateful to you, O Most High God, for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do on our behalf. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As we open our mouths today, pray through us, Father. O God, we thank you in the name of Jesus for ordering our steps. We praise your name. We honor you today. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done already, things you're about to do. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you thanks, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we give you praise, thanksgiving, and honor. We bless you today, Lord God. We thank you that you are almighty, no God, great like you. Oh, God, we lift up the children in Asia, Africa, North America, South America, Europe, Antarctica, Australia, and their families, Lord. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We cover ourselves with the precious blood of Jesus from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. We thank you, Lord God. Your word says 1,000 may fall at one side, 10,000 at the other, but no harm will come near our dwelling. So, Father, as we pray for the children today, we thank you that you, oh God. Father, we thank you for their safety, their protection, their guidance, their direction, their wisdom, making wise choices, oh God. We thank you for their families, oh God, guarding over them, praying for them daily, Lord. Lord, I thank you for teaching parents to pray over their children before they leave for school, when they get back home, thanking you that they arrive safely, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, Mother Fanny, you ready to sing? You ready to sing?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Glorious, hallelujah, this Lord, I'm going home to
So much. All right, Sister Vivian, you ready?
God love the little children, children all over the world, red, yellow, black, and white. They are precious in his sight. God love the little children all over the world. God loves the little children, children all over the world, red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in his sight. God loves the little children over the world. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Well, it's praying time. We need Bibles today, so get your Bibles ready. Get your Bibles ready. We thank God for the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for us. Yeah, that's the book for the children. We got to start teaching the children the Word of God. From Genesis to Revelation, so they'll know the word. They'll be able to read the word. They'll be able to pray the word. They'll be able to understand the word. The word will be written on the tablets of their heart that they will not sin against God. So we thank God today. Mother Fanny's going to pray first. So, Mother Fanny, I'm going to read your scripture for you. It is in Proverbs 16:9. And I'm going to give out some scriptures, so get your paper pen ready and your Bible. Sister Vivian is going to be. So her scripture is Proverbs 3:5. And what we're going to do is we're going to read the scripture, pray the word. Pray the scripture. All right. Mother Boland, do you want. Mother Boland, you going to pray today?
It doesn't matter. Yeah, I could.
Okay. Do you want me to read your scripture for you, or you want to read it?
I could read it.
Okay. Get your paper and pen. It's Psalm 32, verse 7. Psalm 32, verse 7. Sister Lanny, your is Titus 3, verse 2. Titus chapter 3, verse 2. Anybody need me to teach your scripture? Okay. So Mother Fanny, scripture is in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. And it says, okay. Heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. So, Mother Fanny, you pray for the Lord to direct the steps of the children.
What? No, I didn't hear you.
Pray for God to direct the steps of the children.
Okay. Come, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to pray for the God of the help of the children. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, to be with them and please don't leave them alone. I ask you to lead them and guide them the way you want them to go. Help them to do the things that you want them to do. Help them lead and depend on you, Lord Jesus. Have mercy upon them. I ask you to cover them in the blood of Jesus, because nothing but the blood of Jesus is going to save them and set them free. Have mercy upon them right now. They need you, Father. They cannot survive without you. Lord, they're weak. Build them up where they're torn down. Make them be strong and gracious in your name. Keep them from any hurt, harm, or danger. Keep the shield around them. Let no harm or danger come to them, no kind of way. I should move straight out their pathway. Help them do things that God want them to do. Help them to lean and tend on you, Lord. Help them to do all the things that you want them to do. And help them be led by the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I ask you don't leave them alone. They need you. Help them when they're going to school. And learn and read their book. And after they go home, help them to study the book. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon them. Lead them and guide them. And Lord, help them. Ask the Lord to help them. Help them to learn how to read and do the things they need to do, and teach them how to read. Tell them what you want them to do, and lead them and guide them in the direction you want them to go in. That they will obey you, and they will serve you, they will love you, they will do everything that you tell them to do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to forgive them for all their sin, and I ask you to save them from the things that the devil's trying to put on them, and keep them going the right way, help them not go wrong, in the name of Jesus. Lead them and guide them and protect them in the way that you will have them to go, in the name of Jesus, that you will be with them every step of the way, and you will never leave them. You will never forsake them. You there for them always at the end of their life. And just take care of them, Lord. And just bless them. And lead them and guide them from Satan, the devil, trying to put things on them, make them do things they don't even understand. Don't let them be led and guided by Satan, the devil. I ask you to move them, cast them out. Make them leave your children alone, Lord God, that they will do just what you tell them to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Fanny. Sister Linda, you just joined us, but do you have your Bible in front of you?
I'm sorry?
Do you have your Bible available? Because we're praying by scriptures today.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So if you would, your scriptures, Proverbs 27, verse 5, and you could go ahead and find the scripture. I'll give it to you in a minute. I'll tell you the target in a minute. All right, Sister Vivian,
okay.
Go ahead. Proverbs 3:5.
Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not your own understanding. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come again in behalf of the children, God, bringing them before you, Lord, that they will not, oh God, lean to their own understanding, because it will get them in trouble. The flesh is weak, God. But, Lord, that they will put their trust in you, God, and know that you can help them, and you will do anything, God, if they call upon you, God, because you said ask in your name, God, and it shall be done, God. So we pray, oh God, that they'll lay aside their fleshly desires and fleshly wants and fleshly ideals, oh God, Father God, that causes them to do foolish things and walk into foolish ways, oh God. Father God, we pray, oh God, that they will, oh God, just say, Lord, I trust in you, and Lord, they will turn their whole hearts over to you and desire to serve you, Lord. Father God, if they put their trust in you, Lord, they will not fail, God, because you promised you would help us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, every young person, oh God, we are bringing them before you this afternoon, God. Lord God, that, oh Father God, what the enemy has meant for bad for them, oh God,
God, that you are here to turn it around for their good, that no trouble will come near their dwelling today, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help them to trust in you for one thing for all, God, for the least and for the biggest, God, for the last and for the most powerful, God. Let them trust in you, God, in the name of Jesus. We know that the enemy comes, oh, God, to try to steal, kill, and destroy. Oh, God, but you have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly, God. Oh, God, it's not your desire that they should walk in the ways of the enemy. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they, oh, God, will stay in the right way, oh, God, and call upon you when they're in need of help. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, Mother Bolden, scripture is Psalms 32:7. Will you read it and pray?
37 or 32?
32:7.
I
apologize.
32:7. Verse 7. How blessed, yes, ma'am. How blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. How blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was drained away as with the fever heat of summer. I acknowledge my sin to thee, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and thou didst forgive the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in a flood of great waters they shall not reach him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou dost preserve me from trouble. Thou dost surround me with songs of deliverance. Father God, I thank you, Lord, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, if there's any sin in my life, Lord Jesus, I ask you, Father, to forgive me. Anything, Lord, that I did, as this prayer belongs to David, that he said there was so much of sin in his life, but he asked God to forgive him. And once there is sin in your life, Lord, unless we ask for forgiveness, unless we don't ask for forgiveness, Lord, we cannot go further in you. There must be forgiveness and repentance of our sins. And so, Father, we ask you right now, Lord Jesus, cover us with your blood. Oh, God, those who do not know who Jesus is, let them come to repentance. And, Father, we pray and ask all these things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Okay, Sister Lanny, you Titus 3, verse 2.
Yes, ma'am, Titus 3, verse 2. To speak evil of no man, to be no growlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. Father, in the name of Jesus, we so thank you that your words say that our children were made to bring glory to you. The purpose of their living is that they will live lives that would point back to you. So we thank you, Father, that our Holy Spirit is working on all the children now to confess you and to receive you and have the gospel of salvation work in their lives, that they will have the truth of you inside of them. God, we know that will give them power to speak no evil toward each other. They will be kind. They will speak kind words. They will do good. They will not cause the bullying and the fights and be involved in things that cause harm to each other. God, we pray that they have lessons in being gentle, being kind, and showing meekness to one another, that they will learn compassion and their minds will not be seared by the enemy's works in the earth. We know they see a lot of things that turn their soulless realm to do things and say things that are harmful to each other. But we pray, God, and we plead the blood of Jesus now over them. And we cancel every satanic attack on their minds and their spirits and their doings that cause harm to themselves and to others. Cause them to speak well of each other. Cause them to think well of themselves according to your word. And Holy Spirit will help them to accomplish all of this. We thank you, Father, for the hearts of the children that belong to you. We pray, God, that they will receive the message of salvation and be endued with power to resist the works of the enemy. The enemy has no authority over them when you are in place. So we plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, Father, and ask for their strength to speak well, do well, and love well. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Sister Linda, you have Proverbs 27, verse 5.
Proverbs 27, verse 5. Open rebuke is better than love that is hidden. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your truth. We thank you for the prayers that have already gone forth, Father. We ask right now that you would continue to incline your ear to us, God. Don't turn your face away from us, Lord. We repent for every sin that we have committed in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the blood, Father. We, as we continue to pray for our children, God, it's your word. Cover them with your word. Cover them with your truth. Your words say that an open rebuke is better than love that is hidden. And, Father, a lot of times, Lord God, people are intimidated by children. Even parents are so intimidated by their children. It is almost like they have flipped the script where the parent have become the child, and the child is walking in authority because the parents don't want to chastise. The parents don't want to rebuke their children in fear of them not loving their parents. And Lord God, strengthen the parents. Let them know, God, that they have the authority over every birth that they have brought forth in this earth realm, Father, that it is not love, Lord God, when you cannot rebuke your children and you hide the love for in your heart because they don't want to cause their children to walk away from them or to choose their peers over the parent or to even, Lord God, to be attentive, walk in obedience to the parent. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray, Father, that rebuke, and not only, Lord God, at home, but even in the church, you've given us, some of us, responsibility over children, Lord God. And, Lord, we can love them, but we must rebuke them. You love us. Definitely rebuke us, Father God. And we thank you for it because that is love. If we as parents love our children, if parents love their children, they have to rebuke them. They have to tell them when they're wrong. They cannot, Lord God, spare the rod and spoil the child. So, Father, put this word into the parent's heart. Lord God, the teacher's heart, Lord God, the teachers in the church, teachers in the schoolhouses, Lord God, that they would practice to do what you said to do, to accomplish what need to be accomplished in the lives of our little children, Father. So we thank you. Because nothing catches you by surprise. We know that you're working even now because of the prayers of the righteous. So we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. I thank God for the prayers that have gone forth thus far. We have someone on the line. Your number begins with the 504-333. May I have your name, please? Hello? 504-333. You want to listen today? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to listen today because I can't hear you. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for what you're doing in all of us today. In the name of Jesus. My scripture is Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8, and it says, my son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that will hear instructions, and they will follow instructions, that their parents will leave, teach them instructions, rules, regulations, household. So when they leave home, they will know how to obey at school, at church, and wherever they go. Lord, I rebuke that cut-up spirit. They want to cut up everywhere they go, clown, cut up. They don't want to hear instructions. They want to disturb what's going on. So I thank you, Lord God, that they will begin, oh God, to listen to their father's instruction. And whenever their mother give rules, regulations, that they will heed to those. They will not forsake what their mothers are telling them. A lot of times children just obey their father, but they do not obey their mothers. But I think that they will obey their fathers, mothers, and honor their parents, that their days may be long upon the land. So, Father, thank you for all that you're doing in all of our children. We ask you to bless them, Lord God. We want them to live long. But we know they won't live long if they're not obeying their mama, their daddy, and those who have rule and authority over them. So we speak long life because they will obey. We decree and declare obedience at home, obedience in the school. Excuse me. They will obey in the church. And I decree and declare they will not be playing those different things in the church. They won't be on those cell phones for three-year-old children. They will not bring them to church playing those things. They will learn how to listen and how to reverence God in the church house because, Lord, their parents are not reverencing you. So the children don't know when they grow up. The word is not written on the tables of because they haven't heard the word. They've heard what's on the internet. So, Father, they're playing games on those devices. So we decree and declare they will begin to hear the word. They will begin to obey the word in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. Amen. All right, Mother Fanny, your scripture is Proverbs 22:6. It says, train up a child in the way that they should go. When they are old, they won't depart from it. So pray that parents will train their children in the way, in God's way.
You said that again?
Pray that children will train their children. Pray that parents will train their children God's way.
Jesus. I didn't quite pick it up.
Okay, I'm going to say it again. Pray for parents to train their children God's way.
Oh, yes. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Heavenly Father, I pray. Parents will train their children which way that God wants them to be trained in which way they shall go, what they shall do, what they shall not do. They shall mean depend on Jesus and trust in God and do the things that God wants them to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, and I ask you to forgive them for all their sin, for all the wrong things they have did and done. Create in them a clean heart, wash away all the sin, and renew the right spirit within them. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I ask you, Heavenly Father, help parents train all the children how to pray, what to do, what not to do. Lean and depend on Jesus and trust in God that he will lead them and guide them the truth, that's the way to go, that he will be with them always, that he will never leave them. unmovable serpent. He will take him, and he will show him the way. He'll lead him out of darkness to the light. He will give him understanding, and he will give him a peace of mind. He will give him joy. He'll give him happiness, and he will just save him, and he will never leave him alone. He's there for him always at the end of his life. And I pray, God, that you will save him and take care of him and bless him and keep him going the right way and not the wrong way. And they will serve God, and they will love God. They will do everything in power, God, that he wants them to do. That they'll be better, stronger children. And they'll be led and guided by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray and hope and trust that they will obey and serve God and serve Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother. Okay, Sister Vivian, would you, your scripture, I'm sorry, let me give you all scriptures ahead of time. I apologize. John 13:35, Sister Vivian, Mother Boland, your scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 7. You're writing it down. Mother Boland, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I get to my pen. 1 Corinthians
chapter 7, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1 and 2.
Okay.
And Sister, your scripture is Joshua 1 and 8.
Sister D, you're breaking up. We couldn't hear the name that you gave Joshua 1:9 and 1:8.
Okay.
We didn't hear the name.
Mother Bowles. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm sorry. Okay. You got your scripture, Mother Bowles? I'm going to give it to y'all again. Hold on.
Okay. Give it. Go ahead. 1 Corinthians 7:1-2. 1 Corinthians 7:1-2.
Okay. Vivian, did you hear your scripture?
Yes.
Okay. Sister Lanny, your scripture is Joshua 1:9. Sister Lanny.
Thank you.
Sister Linda, your scripture is Joshua 1:8. Anybody need me to repeat your scriptures? Okay. All right, Sister Vivian, go ahead.
Okay, John 13 and 35. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we praying for the love to come in our children's hearts, that they'll learn how to love one another and not devour each other, not fight each other, not try to kill each other. We are praying, oh God, for that love. They'll know you, Lord. They'll come to know you and serve you, Lord, with their whole heart, mind, and soul, Lord God. Lord God, they won't set traps for one another. They won't, oh God, try to get them to join different gangs, God, because they don't want to be a part of it, God. Lord God, they won't get in drinking spells with their friends, oh God, and drugs, oh God, because they love them, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I'm praying, oh God, today, God. Oh, God, that the love of God will leap into our young people's heart, oh God.
in the name of Jesus, Lord God. That agape love that you always spoke of, and that you, that love that you possess, oh God, and not from the enemy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, the love, oh God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh God, that will never want to cause one to see one fall, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, the love, oh God, that will try to build one another up and help one another, oh God, when they see that they are hurting or when they see that they are down, oh God. Father God, that love, oh Father God, let it be in their hearts, oh God. Lord God, so that they can live in a better world, oh God, Father God, and they won't fear, oh God, what man may try to do to them, God. Because the love of God rules and reigns in their hearts, oh God. We are praying, oh God, Father God, that, oh God, they'll have the love, oh God, that you, oh God, said in your word, oh God, that they will know you. And oh God, they will trust in you. And they'll have that love for one another. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, Sister Lanny. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. Mother Bolden, can you pray First Corinthians 7? Yeah, go ahead, Mother Bolden.
Oh, I thought you had did it to the sister. I'm sorry. Okay, so
no,
First Corinthians 7. Their pardon?
I didn't say anything. Yes, read the scriptures and then pray.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 7:1-2. Now concerning the things about which you wrote, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. But because of immoralities, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Lord, I thank you again one more time, Heavenly Father. Father, we ask you, it is written in the book that let a man have his own wife and a woman have her own husband. Father, we ask you to remove every obstacle out of the way. There are so many things happening in this life today, Lord Jesus, that we do not understand. But Father, let every man be happy. Let every woman be happy and think of others, not to think only about themselves, but God, to think upon others too. People are hurting. People are crying out. Oh God, I want my husband. I want my wife. Lord, bless them and keep them. Father, forgive them because they know not what they do. Father, we ask you all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Sister Lanny. Yeah, Joshua 1:9.
Yes, ma'am. Joshua 1:9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wherever whithersoever thou goest. God, we thank you that you have set things in order. And Father, we know that your words say thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And right now some things are out of line in our earth because we need heaven to come down through the word of God, through the will of God, through the way of God. The ministry that will be open up the hearts and minds of our children and adults who manage our children. We thank you, Father, that you have already given us the way to go. So, Father, we thank you that you're sending ministry to our children. And we declare in Jesus' name that they will have an opportunity to be saved, be strong, be of good courage, and not fear. And they don't have to wonder about you taking care of them because they will know you as the Lord God that is always with them. So we pray that prayer over them right now. We speak those things that be not as though they were, because we speak your truth. We speak, God, your word, your will, and your way, that our children will be taught of the word of God. They will be trained in holiness. They will be trained to understand that you have this unconditional love for them that will give them power to be strong and to be of good courage. And their society today and their culture, they need strength to be strong and be of courage when so many around them are pulling the other direction, that you will give them strength and courage and power to stand up and make a difference among the children, among their peers. You said in your word, when we lift, you draw. So I thank you, Father, for young people who have the power to lift. God, we thank you for the children of Ukraine and other places that are in war-torn places where their strength and their courage has been compromised, God. But I pray that there's a breakthrough through your grace and your mercy, that they've been strengthened by hearing about who you are and that you remain with them. We thank you, Father, that your heart, in your heart, you love them best and you love them first. Help them to know that there is hope that maketh not ashamed. Your word said that faith is the substance of things hoped for, there but is the things not seen. That keep hope alive so they can stay strong. Keep hope alive so they can speak strong and they can do the things they ought to do as they trust you for full deliverance in all things in the name of Jesus. Thank you for, God, their strength in you. Thank you for adults around them who have the assignment from you to protect them, to guard them, and to teach them and to lead them the way that is holy and unto you. We bind the enemy in the name of Jesus, every cursed thing that tries to sap out their courage, their strength, that tries to disencourage them. Father, we come against the enemy and all those attacks, and we pray victory in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we declare it so. The enemy is defeated, and Father, you are exalted. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Linda, you have Joshua 1:8.
Joshua 1:8. This book of the law, the word of God, shall not depart. Father, bury your word in the hearts and minds of parents, even those parents that doesn't go to church, those parents that doesn't pray. You're God Almighty. You can do all things. You can turn stony hearts into hearts of flesh, Lord God. And you said, do not depart. Don't let the law, your word, depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For when you shall make your way prosperous, then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success. Oh, Father, we pray for the parents tonight. We pray for the children, but we pray for the parents because you've given the parents stewardship over those souls, God. We pray, Lord God, that you would send laborers to minister your word. Your word is sharp. Your word is alive, Father. We trust your word. So, Father, we know your word can go where we can't go. Your word can do what we can't do. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit is the one that opens up your word. Holy Spirit knows every heart. So we pray for those parents, Lord God, even those parents that are in church, God, that they would be attentive to the word that's coming forth, that they would go and meditate on that word day and night, eat it and eat it and eat it and eat it. In their dreams, they would eat it and consume it so that they can wake up the next morning and refresh their household, refresh their children. Minister your word, the gospel, to their children, oh God, in Jesus' name. First, the parents have to observe and do according to what is written, God. So we pray not only for the children, we pray for the parents as well, Father God. And then is your word, Lord God, the obedience in obeying your word, Lord God, that will make their way prosperous. They don't have to worry about juvenile justice. They don't have to worry about going to court with their children because they would have done what your word say to do, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you. And then you said, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success. Success is not in YouTube. Success, Lord God, is not in gaming. Success is not on the football field. Success, Lord God, is not in premarital sex. Success is in your word, and the parents will be able to deal wisely, and you will release success upon their home, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank you for your word. We send your word forth in Jesus' mighty name to every home, to every heart, every parent, Lord God. You're watching. You see. You know. And, Father God, we release your word back to you, and your word will not return void. We thank you that your word is true, and whatever it was sent out to do today, it will be done. In Jesus' name, we thank you and praise you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. My scripture is Jeremiah 29:11, and it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." So, Father, we thank you that you know the thoughts you think towards our children. In the name of Jesus, our children may not know that you love them, that you created them, that you take them in their mother's belly, and you have good thoughts towards them in the name of Jesus. You have thoughts of peace, not chaos, not confusion, not violent thoughts, but good thoughts, peace, and not evil thoughts. You don't have any evil thoughts towards our children. You want them to have good futures and a great hope. Oh, God, these our children are exposed to so many things, overwhelming things. So, Father, we cut off at the root every ungodly thought that our children are taught, every ungodly thought they have, that when they look at the news, all the horror, the terrible things that are happening in the city, in the world, oh, God, we thank you that you have good thoughts towards them, and you want them, oh, God, to think on these things, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, think on these things. So, Father, I think that they'll begin to think on the word of God. They won't be thinking about all the evil that's going on in the world, but they'll know that you have good thoughts, thoughts of peace towards them. They will think on good thoughts because you, the Father, are teaching them for their future, oh, God. They will have good hope and good, as Sister Linda said, good success because you are, oh, God, are training and teaching our children the way that they should go. And we thank you for what you're doing in the children and in their families, Father. We bless and honor you, and we thank you, Lord God, for all the things, the plans you have for them. There are good plans. Many of them, oh, God, will be leaders of nations. Many of them will be presidents of their own cooperation. Many of them will be apostles and prophets. Those thoughts that you have for them are good. They'll be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers in the church. Their light will shine everywhere they go. Because of your good thoughts towards them, you are directing them in a plain path, in the path that you want them to go so that they can be successful, so that they can have good lives, a good hope, and a good future. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Fanny, your scripture, can you hear me? Mother Fanny?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
I didn't understand what you were saying. I had to understand what you were saying.
Okay, I just asked you if you could hear me. Your scripture is Psalm 23:1. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." So pray for the Lord to protect our children.
The Lord is my shepherd, so I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me to serve still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness, for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou with me. I rise and my staff to comfort me. I repair the table before me in the presence of my enemy. I nodded my head with all my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I pray, God, that all our children will dwell in the house of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you will teach them and learn them and show them which way to go. Go the right way and not the wrong way. Lord, help me to understand the things I should do and the things that I should say. Help me do the things that I should do. And Lord, lead our children. And lead me. You first got to lead me. And tell me what to do in the name of Jesus. And God, I will follow. I will do everything that you see fit for me to do. You just tell me, Lord, just tell me and lead me and guide me what to do and what not to do in the name of Jesus, what to do for the children, and what to do for the sick and the sick and the Trinity and Uncle Swan, the Prill and the Reed family, all over the world, Africa, Jews, whatever you want me to do. You tell me, God, and I will go and do what you said do. Just help me and show me the way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Vivian, your scripture is Psalms 1:1. Mother Boland, your scripture is Ephesians 6:4. Sister Lanny, your scripture is Colossians 3:20. And Sister Linda, we're going to ask you to close out.
Could you repeat that scriptures, please?
Okay, I'm sorry. Who's Vivian? Is that? Hello?
Yeah, that was me. That's okay. That's okay.
Vivian, who needed me to repeat it?
That was Esther.
Hello? Esther.
Yes, okay, ma'am. I was trying to ride him down and keep up with him.
Okay, what time did you need me to repeat?
I only got the one that says Psalms 1:1. I didn't get the rest of them.
Okay, Mother Boland, your scripture
yes,
is
ma'am.
Ephesians 6:4.
I got it.
Sister Lanny.
I got it.
Okay, Sister Lanny, your scripture is Colossians 3:20. And Sister Linda, if you could close us out. Okay, Sister Vivian.
Thank you.
Sister Vivian, are you there?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed, happy is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray our children, oh God, will be blessed, oh God, and be happy, God. We pray, oh God, that they will not sit in the counsel of the ungodly, God, where there's ungodly affairs going on, God, watching ungodly things, doing ungodly things, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, oh God, that they, oh Father God, will not, oh God, sit in the way of sinners, oh God, where and let sinners train their mind, their thoughts, patterns, oh God, to do the thing that the sinners are doing in the name of Jesus. But God, their desire, oh God, will be to sit in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God, give praise and glory to you that they'll be happy in the Lord. Blessed, oh God. They'll know that they are blessed children because they serve the Almighty God and worship the Almighty King. Hallelujah, because you are their God and there is none like you, oh God. There is no one mightier. There is no one can do what you can do for them, oh God. Lord, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Mother Boland, could you pray Ephesians 6:4 and that fathers wouldn't make their children angry?
Read it first. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Father, as we read this scripture, Lord Jesus, we are asking you, Father, to bless the children, O God. Many kids have run away from home because they does not want discipline. Father, we ask you to protect them, Lord Jesus. Lead them, guide them, and protect them in the right way. And Father, we pray for the fathers, oh God. Sometimes some fathers, Lord, has no patience. But God, we ask you to bring them under subjection as the Holy Spirit lead them, Lord. Father, bless them and keep them. Sometimes, Lord, they are so tired. They do not have any time to speak to their kids, Lord. But Father, please bless them and keep them. Strengthen their mind. Heal their mind, Lord, and bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Sister Lanny, you have Colossians 3:20 pray for children to obey their parents in all things. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing unto the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that through Jesus you have made a way for us to do those things that don't come natural to us. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity and contortion, handled by the things that our environment coming here to the earth with the capacity to sin naturally. So, Father, we know children don't automatically obey parents because the natural nature to do whatever they want to do. So, God, we pray for now that you would put super on that natural. It has to be you. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We pray for this, not for them to have a slave mentality that they just do what they're told just to get by, just make it through, but they will have a commitment in their hearts to obey their parents because you said it's a blessing in it for them when they do that. So we bless the children, yes. Father. They will learn obedience through the word of God, through the teaching of the word of God in the name of Jesus. We know that pleases you because when you put your super on their natural, they have power to overcome all the obstacles that the world would throw their way. We thank you, Father, that you are a God who have a plan for the creation you said in your word. Before the foundation of the world, you had us in your mind. Glory to God, that we would be holy and blameless before you. You chose us before we chose you. So we thank you for choosing all of us, that we can be to your praise, your glory, that the things we do would bring glory to your name. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for victory in Christ Jesus. Thank you for parents who teach. Thank you for children that obey. We speak those things over them now. All the children of the world will have an opportunity, will take the privilege and the blessings of obedience over obeying their parents and teachers training according to the word of God. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. I thank God for each of you. In a minute, Sister Linda is going to close us out. But, you know, continually pray the word over the children every day. You know, when we pray the word, we're praying God's heart. So pray the word over the children, over your children, your grandchildren, your niece, your nephew, over your neighbor's children. Just pray. Pray for the children every day. We appreciate you. And Sister Linda is going to close us out. Thank you.
Father, we thank you. We're excited, Lord. We're excited because you are a God that is not dead. You are alive. You are in touch with your creation. We're excited, God, because we have done what you have required of us. You required of us to pray always, and we have done that. We have put your word before you, Father. We are so excited. Our souls make her boast in you, Father, in Jesus' name, because your ears are not deaf, Father. You have heard every prayer. Father, we thank you. We believe, we trust that our prayers will be answered, God, in the way that you have already determined it to be so. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you all honor. We give you all glory. You said, in all things, give thanks. Our prayer, our requests have gone up before you, and now we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord God, because it's you that have answered every prayer according to you, your will, according to your way, Father. Hallelujah. We can trust you. We trust you, Father, and we thank you that you drew us by your love, Father God. You have loved the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. Young, old, it doesn't matter. We're all your children. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we have made our requests known before you. We trust you. We trust our Father, which art in heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we decree and declare in Jesus' name that it is done and sealed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all. Y'all did an excellent job. I love each of you. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow, if not sooner. Have a God-filled night. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.